And a happy Wednesday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Count down the reasons on why this second day of the fourth month of 2025 considers itself so special. Every day is special.
It is.
It's like a snowflake.
Carpe diem. So unique.
92 in, 273 left to go. We have 18 days until Easter, 33 until Cinco de Mayo, 39 until Mother's Day.
Aw, my son is already talking about Mother's Day. He makes me a card every day.
Yeah?
He writes, Mom. Mom. Here you go, Mom. Thanks.
That is, one of the greatest presents when they're younger, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I mean, having a child with special needs certainly presents a lot of unique challenges that God gives me every day, but he makes them up every single day as well.
Yeah, you know, it's not as effective when you're 45 and you give one to your mom. That's just
your mom.
And if someone gives you a Mother's Day card,
says she likes it though.
Good morning, Mrs. Buckner.
It is World Autism Awareness Day.
Oh, that's cool.
It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Are you going to play it? Let me get the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly time. Where you go? Where you go? International Children's Book Day.
Oh, read those books.
National Ferret Day.
Have you ever known anyone with a ferret?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think everybody has known somebody that has a ferret, and then they don't own a ferret then because they realize the ferret has the most peculiar, distinct smell.
Yeah, that's what
I've
heard. Yeah, and even like you can get them descented and it still doesn't work. And then they can like,
well, that's mean.
Go, but can't they like squeeze under the refrigerator in all sorts of places?
They're
like
magical creatures. They really are.
What a fun pet!
Wish they didn't smell. I've been told that. National Reconciliation Day.
Aw, let's kiss and make up. Huggy huggies.
National Ride Your Horse to a Bar Day.
Or as we like to call it at Hank FM, Wednesday.
And International Wedgie Day.
Yeah, it's for all the, let your inner 12-year-old boy out.
We had that yesterday. There you go. It's also National Liberation Day.
That's right.
Enjoy your tariffs.
Uh-huh. So take that.
Gas prices are already over $3 as of this morning. On this date in history, things happened. 1513, a Spanish explorer, Ponce de Leon, landed near what is now called St. Augustine, Florida.
I'm glad to see he's not around for declared what it's become.
Declared the land for Spain at the time. Wonder if we can take that back and the Luca trade. Here's Spain. Florida. 1827, lead pencils were first manufactured.
Ooh, be careful.
1902, the first U.S. movie theater opened in L.A.
Moving pictures.
On this date in 1935, radar was invented.
Not the character from MASH.
1978, Velcro became available for purchase. I love Velcro.
What about the noise?
Y'all love that. Beautiful.
Yeah. It really is underrated.
And then on this date, landmark in 1978 TV history, debuting on CBS and stereotyping Texas for the next still today, Dallas. Got to know the Ewings. And they do say it's considered in large part that and the Cowboys on why still to this day, we run across news stories that talk about Dallas, even though they're very much still talking about Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they envision Dallas as a small town. Whenever I see a news story, it's like they got cowboy hats. I'm like, what are these?
But when you see
people?
It depicted in film and TV, and there's mountains in the background, you're like,
what?
I would. Is that off 635? We have a very music-centric birthday cake to divide up today on a Wednesday. The only non-music-categorized birthday, Pedro Pascal. He's the Mandalorian, Last of Us, kind of a thing right now. 50 today.
Well, he was spotted out with Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, he was.
Do you think they're in love? Maybe
no,
that's
I
his,
don't.
Maybe that's his girlfriend, like your girlfriend, KB.
It's going to be a fun one. Happy 29th to Zach Bryan.
Look at you go.
39, Chris Jansen.
Oh.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
63 today, Billy Dean. Buddy Jewell is 64. He's a fun fact right there. First season of Nashville Star, the winner.
I was going to say.
And Miranda Lambert ended up second. Happy birthday, Buddy Jewell. Nice.
You're
going
to do okay, Miranda. Don't worry.
And the venerable Emmylou Harris is 78 today. There you go.